I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mark Belusis. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
What's going on, New York City? Mark Belusis with you. It's been a while. How have you been? Well, as I've been doing the shows with Deal on Sundays. Hopefully everyone out there is doing well. Thanks for tuning in. We got you for the next couple hours right up until 2 o'clock this morning. Chris McMonagle. C-Mac comes your way then. Number to call, 877-337-6666. You got the great Pat Boyle. He's working on the other side of the glass throughout the course of the morning. And we'll be taking your calls. We got a lot of things to get into, a lot of things to catch up on over the course of the next couple hours as well. Take plenty of your phone calls. Myriad of different topics to get into, but... you know, let's begin, obviously, with a little football, and it's divisional round weekend playoffs doubleheader later on today. Doubleheader on Sunday, highlighted by the Chiefs-Bills game out in Arrowhead, and that'll cap off all the weekend action. But we'll get into all that. I'll give you my thoughts on each and every one of those games. But I want to kick it off, obviously, talk a little bit about the Giants, because after pretty quick and speedy general manager search, the Giants make the announcement on Friday, that Joe Shane, the assistant GM of the Buffalo Bills, is going to be the next Giants general manager already. As you just heard Bullet Bob telling you at the top of the hour that he's already interviewed Brian Daboll. Reports out there that they're going to talk to, obviously, request to talk to Dan Quinn. Reports out there that Brian Flores has been contacted by John Mara, that he's a serious candidate, that the Jet Leslie Frazier is another guy that Joe Shane wants to talk to, that John Mara and Steve Tisch want to talk to as well. And let's first get to the hire of Shane, then kind of look at where we are with the Giants. And it is a mess, let's be perfectly honest. I mean, Dave Gettleman, was sent off into retirement. I don't think Dave really wanted to retire, but he was left with no other choice in his 70s. Had done a terrible job with this Giant organization over the course of the last 4 years, and this team has progressively gotten worse. Misspent money as well. They're in salary cap hell when you take a look at it. Spent over $200 million last offseason for the team to be relevant this year, and the Giants weren't. We saw them lose their last six games in a row to close out the year. We saw Joe Judge basically. I've never seen a head coach do an absolute nosedive the way that Joe Judge did over the last 3-4 weeks of the NFL regular season. The 11-minute rant after the 29-3 loss to the Chicago Bears, which obviously did not strike John Mara and leadership within the Giants organization all that well. And that was probably the beginning of the end. The two quarterback sneaks against the Washington football team, week 18, game 17 of the NFL regular season, which could have conceivably, look at it being rock bottom for this Giants organization. So when you look at Joe Shane taking over for this organization and for this team, let's be realistic, because nobody's a miracle worker. I mean, nobody go in their right mind. And when you look at what Shane has to look at with this organization and this team, Saquon Barkley going into year 5, right? Coming off another disappointing year. Hopefully he's going to be a lot healthier. Second full year removed from having torn ACL surgery. Daniel Jones, there's questions about just how good Daniel Jones is as a quarterback. There's no doubt about it. But also, Daniel Jones can't stay healthy. The offensive line has not been rebuilt over the course of the last 10 years. The offensive line brought down Jerry Reese. The offensive line continued to bring back Dave Gettleman was a huge issue for the Giants the last 4 years, even though Gettleman, at his introductory presser, basically said that's going to be of prime importance. Went out there, spent money on Nate Solder, and Nate Solder's been an absolute stiff. So Joe Shane was brought here, as you read the statement from the Giants organization on Friday, for his vision, progressive mind, vision, analytics to an extent, keen talent evaluator. You heard Bill Parcells, whether it be, you know, in the Serbi column in the New York Post or in other spots as well, talking about the fact of how impressed he was. You look at Joe Shane's resume, you know, first working in the ticket offices of the Carolina Panthers, working his way up through the National Football League to then becoming an assistant GM with the Buffalo Bills, and now he is your Giants general manager. What is he going to be? I don't know. I don't know what Joe Shane is going to be. But I think there are a lot of people out there that are applauding the hire and saying that the Giants got this one right, but only time will tell, right? You certainly like the pedigree. You like the way that he worked his way up. You like the fact that everyone speaks so glowingly of him being obviously a guy that he can always rely on. That's coming out of Buffalo, whether it be a keen talent evaluator, that he reportedly has the right when he looks at this Giants front office and the scouting department. If he feels like he needs to make changes, he can make those changes. If you were screaming for the Giants to go outside the organization, they did. Now, in the end, is this going to be the greatest hire in the world? Only time will tell. The Giants believe that so, right? The Giants also believe that Dave Gettleman was going to be the right hire. Now, Gettleman stepped into that scenario trying to still win with Eli Manning, and the Giants had egg on their face, the benching of Eli. Been there, done that. Gettleman was his own worst enemy in a lot of different ways. Whether it be with the enemy, whether it be with the reporters, whether it be with the media, whether it be with the talent evaluation, some of the decisions he made in the draft, whether it be some of the decisions he made in free agency. And Dave Gettleman, unfortunately, is a guy that wasn't smart enough to understand that he was saying things that his rear end, writing checks with his mouth that his rear end could not cash. Now you look at what Joe Shane's going to do. Is he going to be what Dave Gettleman? No. I don't think Joe Shane is going to say what Gettleman said basically about Saquon Barkley, touched by the hand of God, the gold jacket nonsense, all the stupid cliches that Gettleman said over the years. I don't think Joe Shane is going to do any of that. What he's going to do, he's going to get to work. But let's be realistic here what the expectations are going to be of the Giants in the immediacy. Right here and now. If you look in the right here and now, when you look at the Giants team, they are not good. Now, Joe Judge didn't do a particularly good job of coaching this team. The staff got progressively worse. The talent evaluation was not particularly good. But when you look at this roster on the whole, will you say the Giants are teeming with talent? No, you wouldn't say that. There are spots you like. You like Kadarius Toney if he could stay healthy. You think Kenny Golladay can play? You think Sterling Shepard can play when healthy? You still don't know about Daniel Jones to an extent because Jones is going to be given a little bit more time here. Because I don't think the Giants are going to go out, number one, give up the draft capital, nor do they have the wherewithal with the salary cap to go make a trade for, say, a Russell Wilson from the Seattle Seahawks. Nor are the Giants a quarterback away. Let's be realistic here. Joe Shane was brought in here from the Buffalo Bills, taking over for this Giants organization with a clear directive in mind. Get us back to sustained success. Not a one-year blip, not a two-year blip, and then we go back into obscurity once again. Get us back to sustained success. A playoff contender year in and year out, for the most part. A team that's no longer going to be the laughingstock. A team that's no longer going to be in the same sentence as the New York Jets with the amount of losing they've done in the last 5 years. Get us back to that. And if you get them back to that, then you can worry about the Super Bowls and everything else that's coming their way. So, when you start to see pieces being written about, well, what are the expectations for the Giants going to be year one? Well, let's be realistic here. We all tore apart Dave Gettleman for the job that he did. And Joe Judge absolutely bombed out, no doubt, last six games of the NFL regular season and was saying things, rhetorically speaking, that it was almost looking like he wanted to get fired. And now you look at Shane. If you're a Giant fan, you got to be excited. Number one, he's a progressive mind. Number two, he's been a guy that's been a keen talent evaluator through, and he's impressed guys, old NFL diehards like Bill Parcells to, you know, being up there in Buffalo for the job that he has done, helping put together a roster. Finding guys that fit what you're looking to try and do. And they're outside the organization. This isn't Kevin Abrams. Is it somebody bringing somebody back that has Giant ties? And I get he gets the nice pat on the back from Bill Parcells, but the very fact of the matter is that Joe Shane made his way with really outside of anything that has any connection here with the Giants. And built up a reputation that at some point in time, it was not going to be the Giants, it was going to be someplace else, that he was going to be a general manager in this league. Ended up being one of the three finalists. Impressed the Giants, was the first guy in of the interviews this week for the second round of the interviews, and gets the job on Friday. But make no mistake about it, it's a big job. No, not just because the Giants are the Giants, and they've been a staple franchise in the National Football League, a foundation franchise, Wellington, go up and down the line. And they've had bad years and years of embarrassment. We all know that. That's why George Young was brought in. And we all know what the Giants, we all witnessed what the Giants have done here and been here under, whether it be McAdoo, even though he had the blip of success and the boat party and everything, the loss in Green Bay, whether it be Pat Shermer, whether it be benching Eli Manning for Geno Smith, whether it be what we witnessed the last year for Joe Judge. Because after year one, everybody, myself included, I was a Judge guy. There came a point in time where you can no longer defend him. But the Giants have lost football games for a reason. There's not enough talent on this roster, not enough difference-making talent on this roster. They spent money poorly. They brought in the wrong veterans. They lack leadership in certain extent. And they've been poorly coached outside of Graham. I mean, Patrick Graham's an unbelievable defensive coordinator, a great defensive mind. Outside of Patrick Graham and some of his defensive coaches, offensively and the head coach, they were lost this past year. Lost. And Joe Judge's mouth, basically at the end, cost him his job. And the way that this team absolutely turtled, they're down the stretch. So when you witness all of that, you look at the job that Joe Shane has in front of him, it's a big job. And it's going to take a little bit of time. It's not going to be year one where the Giants are back to relevancy. What you want to see from the Giants in year one is this. Start to play smart football. Start to be competitive every single week. Have a game plan going into it offensively and defensively. You'd love to see guys be able to stay healthy, relatively healthy. Get the best out of Saquon Barkley. But here's what the Giants have done. They've been embarrassed to the extent to the point where John Mara and Tisch have given Joe Shane the ability to run this organization as he sees fit, to make the necessary changes within the front office. And mind you, when they got rid of Joe Judge and Dave Gettleman went off to retirement into the sunset, don't forget that John Mara also said that it'll be the next general manager that makes the decision on the future of both Daniel Jones and the future of Saquon Barkley. And we don't have to get into the conversation about whether or not you should have drafted a running back with the second overall pick. Been there, done that. You wanted change, you're going to get change. We'll see who the head coach is. Maybe it's Brian Flores. Maybe it's Brian Daboll. Maybe it's Dan Quinn. I don't know who the Giants are going to bring in to be their next head coach. But I do know this. As a Giants fan, you've gotten exactly what you wanted. You've gotten exactly what you wanted. You wanted the organization to be embarrassed? They are. You wanted big-time changes within the organization? They're doing them. You want to see the Giants, instead of being loyal and looking at being comfortable and hiring people that they're familiar with. Well, they're not. And it started with the announcement on Friday of Joe Shane. We'll see where it goes from here. But this is not a guy that's going to go out there and tell you, well, the computer people in the back are doing their thing. No, that was Dave Gettleman. That's not going to be Joe Shane. He's a guy that's going to embrace analytics to an extent, but be part of the process, even though I hate that term, as you all know. Be part of the process of evaluating personnel and game day decisions. You wanted the Giants to get to modern NFL football? I present to you Joe Shane. 877-337-6666. That is your number to call. Man, it's good to be back on the air. I'll tell you that. It really is. I'm taking it right up until 2 o'clock this morning. Chris McMonagle comes your way then. We'll get it going with the Giant calls. We'll get into all four divisional round matchups this weekend. Going to be fun, hopefully. It's got to be better than Wild Card Weekend, which was an absolute doozy. Let's be honest. I mean, you look at Wild Card Weekend, it was one blowout after another. The Cowboy 49er game wasn't only interesting until the fourth quarter, and the Bengal Raider game was marred by Jerome Boger and that awful officiating crew out there in Cincinnati. So it's got to be better when we're looking at Packers-Niners later on tonight at frigid Lambeau Field. You get Titans-Bengals with Derrick Henry returning for Tennessee, and then the doubleheader on Sunday, which is as good as it gets. The Rams in Tampa taking on Brady and the Bucs and that banged-up offensive line, and then the nightcap on Sunday at Arrowhead, the rematch of the AFC Championship game of a year ago between the Chiefs and the Bills. Can't wait.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.